It's time to felk it. Strap in, sit tight and hold for a spectacular ride. Our wonderful sponsors are not responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouths. Please do not hold them accountable. Here's Kari and Alicia.
See you now. Welcome to Female Encounters of the Lifetime. Kind.
See.
You threw me off with that fan, Kari.
Well, normally I put ice in my bra for my hot flashes, but now I have a little... How did that sound?
Great. Stop it.
Okay, I'll stop.
Traeger's Bark opens at 4. The whole doghouse opens at 5. We are having a good time with our menopause fan currently.
Well, fans. Who wouldn't want that sound?
Whoa.
It just died.
Don't touch the puff.
Goodness gracious. I touched the puff again.
Puffalus.
Get it together.
Hi, Kari.
Do you know how many times people tell me, get shit together?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? It died?
Well, I think the batteries needed a whacking.
Oh, probably a whacking. We are with Bryn again. Hi, Bryn. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Of
she
course.
Had so much fun. She came back.
I know. I love it.
I love it when it happens because it's like we are doing something right. And I
because
love
it's
positive.
Hilarious.
Dude, she's drinking. I'm all she's drinking. We are doing something right.
Yeah.
We're all sit down, have a beer and talk.
That could go either way.
This is true.
Yeah. How many times have you been on a bad date or like a bad situation? You just like, I'm going to drink till it's
probably
fine.
About 45 years.
Oh, okay. Give or take a couple weeks.
I thought you meant me. It could go either way. I'm like, yeah, I could be fun, sober, or.
Oh, and it's scrolled a whole different direction. You're like,
okay.
Aww.
Yeah, well, it could go bad. I guess I get it. Yeah.
I promise not to hit on Bryn this time. Sorry.
Not today.
It could go either way.
Well, if you're in the mood to buy someone a free drink, send it over here if she's out.
Okay.
Word.
Bam.
Okay. How are you? You good? It's raining.
It is raining.
I love it.
So I'm going to look like Tina Turner here in a minute with the humidity.
Ooh, that's cute.
It's what I paid for.
We don't need another hero, folks.
Do
they make custom chia pets? You know how they had like a
Absolutely.
Obama a chia pet and what was you the other one they did? Bob Ross chia
yeah,
pet?
Yeah, Bob Ross, yeah. Are you going to make one of yourself or what?
I want to be a chia.
Chia.
I'm pretty sure you can like send in your photo, almost like those big heads. You can like send in your photo and it makes a chia pet of you.
I got that for my dad for Christmas. I printed my face on a pillow with ruffles. He wasn't a fan. Oh, one of my besties, Hito, referring to you. I got her a pair of boxer shorts to sleep in and put my face on the ass.
Perfect. Oh.
Good times.
Huh. Don't ever get me that. Ever.
Okay. You got me a pillow that you forgot again with what's his name, and it's got the little sequency things. He's weird.
I know.
Was sequins for Nicholas? I'm confused.
So it's one of those pillows that you push
this way and down is this way.
It changes color. Red, but then when you push it up, it's Nicholas Cage.
Oh.
But at least it wasn't. So I have a person, we won't mention the name, because I have nightmares when we talk about my person, that I've had so many dreams of fighting, and this person is kind of a celebrity, so at least it's not a pillow of this person. If you want to say that name, I will plug my ears right now, because I will dream about finding her, and go.
Fiona Apple, which is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Who's Fiona?
Done.
Oh, what? She just became your favorite person. She said, who's Fiona Apple?
You said the name.
She doesn't know who it is.
I just plugged my ears to avoid that.
I think I've heard it, but I don't, like, is she pretty? Why do you hate her? Or what's her story?
I have no idea why I hate her.
She's pretty and I hate her.
Okay.
No, but I've never been in a fight. I should knock on wood. I'm not really a fighter. I'm kind of a lover. Like we talked about last time, I'm vindictive. I won't hit you, but I'll key your car.
I really think tonight. Out of all the things that I know about you, granted, I've only known you since October. Anniversary coming up.
Our anniversary is coming up.
Don't get me anything. That's the weirdest thing that I have ever heard about you.
What?
Like, that's the strangest out of all the weird.
Like, I've had multiple dreams.
She literally can't hear F.A. without having...
Oh, F.A., that's funny.
Okay, no, I've had so many dreams about fighting her, and I don't fight anyone. I am not violent, but in my dreams, I beat the shit out of her with a Doc Martin boot in the 90s. Like, it was a solid dream.
Wait, like, since you were a child, the F.A. is a problem.
She was early 90s when she came out, right?
Yeah.
This one's
Google! We need a Google. We have a Google.
No, don't Google it.
Well, I wanted to know when she got on the scene.
You don't want that in her Google history, first of all.
When did F.A. hit, like, billboards or come out?
I feel the same way about Carrot Top, so I get it.
Oh, does he
I
freak
don't
you
like
out?
Him.
Have you
I
had dreams about fighting him?
I love Carrot Top.
I hate him, especially lately when he's all, I take steroids and I'm funny. No, you're not.
Yes, he
I used
fine.
To have dreams about him where I was in the shower and it was like a skylight. And he'd always come over top of the over top of the shower with a knife with his little red bullshit hair.
Maybe that's more like.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much did you pay for whatever you had that night? Oh,
1996.
Yeah.
That's the year I graduated.
Oh, no wonder. You were in a fighting mode. You were like, I'm free. The world's alive. Let me fight.
Seriously, I've had so, and there was a chicken. I was like an airport somewhere. And I walked by her. She looked
it was
like her.
And no, you wanted to just like fight her just by looking at her.
Yeah.
S-
I wanted
being.
To climb on her back and just start eating her neck. Like,
See?
Like a little angry fucking chihuahua.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't like her. I can't hear her songs. Nope.
Oh, she sings. No, she's an actress.
No.
Who is this broad?
I just said billboards and radio.
Sis,
I
don't know.
There's a lot of people on billboards.
What's her famous song? I thought she's an actress. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll tell you later because she's about to lose her shit.
Okay. Well, do they know? Does the podcast world know that Alicia can sing?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And she was on American Idol.
Can you plug your ears? Or we can hear a F.A. song.
Do it, do it,
what
do it.
What does F.A. sing?
Hunger hurts and I want him so bad. Oh, it kills. And I know I'm a mess. He don't want to clean up. I got the focus. These hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving
never heard
works.
This song in my life.
Okay, great.
I never, honestly, I mean this, I do not know who that is. I've heard the name,
I told
but
you,
I don't.
You're going to be best friends now.
I thought it was an actress. I'm sorry. No,
no
we're
I'm
done.
Done.
We're done. We're done.
I'm done.
Oh. We're all super done. Done.
Hold up.
Super done. Yeah.
Can we change the subject before I
before she flips her radio.
Who do you hate? Not hate, because hate's a terrible word.
Wait, can you skip me let me think about it for a second?
Well, I went to Carrot Top, but you can go again. I'm sure there's someone else.
Well, can I say one thing? So my middle name starts with an N word, and I don't like.
Is
like,
it Nicole?
Yes.
Okay.
I effing hate that name. For some reason, I just. Oh.
We no one hears his name.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I mean that nicely.
I don't think there's a Nicole. Oh,
some,
I said it out loud. You just
reason,
said you hated that name, and I just said it.
I don't know. For some, like that Nicole Kidman, like not my, I don't know.
I was
like,
thinking Nina.
I don't even
Nina.
Know who it is.
Nina is also, starts with the letter N. Nina, Nicole, Natalie.
That's the
no,
first
Nicole, that's the
N
one.
Name you thought of was Nina?
Never.
First of all, it's pronounced Nina. Second of all, there's got she was the hottest.
Did we forget about one?
Natalie, Nancy?
Nicole, Nina, Nancy.
Yeah, so I'm saying, but like Nicole, for whatever reason, so it's Nicole Kidman for me. I don't know. But I don't hate her.
Because she has a stupid voice, that's why.
Maybe, but I've never had like a dream about the
murdering
mobilized.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, no.
Like, I want that bitch to get mad.
No.
Of her movies, she's just so soft spoken and
so
sweet. Well, bitch, get pissed and yell.
Dislike. But I do like me some Tim McGraw. Aren't they together?
No, Keith Urban.
That's what I said. Are you sure?
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Oh, that's what I said. Yeah, Keith Urban. You're right. Okay, well, whatever. Whatever. She's great, I'm sure. I just don't like that name, but I don't know. I don't hate anybody.
What about Nicole Richie? That's also an N.
She's cool. I don't know.
She's
but
cool.
But I don't like her name. I don't like her name.
We were on the name thing last,
I do
not,
like
last
her
show,
name.
But show before. What was it? Ichabod?
Oh,
oh yeah,
isn't that your name
Ichabod.
Thing? Like the names you don't hear anymore?
Yeah, it's the old school one.
Oh no, I listened on the Elmore podcast. It was like you guys were talking about the weirdest names you've ever heard.
Garla.
Yeah,
Garla.
That's a bizarre one.
Ichabod. I have a story.
Okay.
So this last weekend we went hiking to Spud Lake. Has anyone ever been to Spud Lake?
No, but it had some scalloped
potatoes. It's funny on its own.
I'm like, no, but it had some scalloped potatoes over the weekend, Carrie.
Well, it's actually called Potato Lake. When I Googled it later on and found out that they just call it Spud Lake, it's like a fun
like
little
it's slang
yeah.
term.
Well, they didn't tell me anything. I've never been there.
Does it grow
but
spuds?
I drive because I have control freak issues. That's also a toxic drink that I have. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I was driving and they didn't tell me that this thing is like, I don't know, 1,000 feet in the air from where you're already at past purgatory, which
your
is
ears
super
pop
high.
And move on.
Well, no, and the road up, we're in a Pathfinder, and the road up is rocky. Like, not just rocky, like, you're gonna bottom out a couple times, and you just need to go with it, Rocky. And they didn't tell me that, and I was very frightened.
Did you
white knuckled the whole time, so by the time we got up there, I had to poop so bad from nerves. It was awful.
Wait, why were you white knuckled? Because it was gonna scrape your bottom, or because it was a narrow road?
It was narrow, and it was gonna scrape, and it was just a lot.
Switchbacks?
Yes.
Oh, those make me wanna pee, not poop, but just pee.
But anyway, long story short, I had the best time ever. Really, though.
Yeah, white knuckle and almost pooping your pants sounds like a joy.
Well, I got over it. And then we went to Spud Lake.
It's the greatest summer I've ever had at Potato Lake.
And I didn't poop
I got over it. It was so bad.
I got over it. It was really fun. So my question is, have you been on a hike ever or lately?
I have a two-story house, and I had to take the laundry upstairs. And when I got up, I was like, shit, there's a bedroom up here. I got to take
Carrie, I forgot your middle name was Adventure. Bryn, have you?
Of course I've been on hikes.
Cool.
And recently, though.
Oh, no.
Well, I've said, been on hikes, but not recently.
I said recently or ever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, why like with walking boots? Not so much. But well, like in a razor or something? Yeah, of course we do. It's
that's
super
not a
fun.
Walk?
Well, she said a hike-ish, like up a hill. Did you get up
and
hill.
Did you get up and move your feet?
Not terribly oh. so much.
That's not a
but,
hike.
But I think you meant like the elevation where I wanted to poop. No, that didn't happen.
And not poop high?
Not poop high.
But it's, I mean, I don't think
no, we go. No, we go high, but I didn't have to walk it, so I didn't have to poop. I mean, so, I was terrified on the rocky walk at the rocky drive.
If your razor was super high up on the ground,
yeah,
that would be considered a hike because you have to hike your ass in there, right?
No.
Because one of my
stairs are a hike, so we got a situation.
Oh, your bar is really low. Your hike bar is really low.
Yeah.
So is my marital status, honey. But speaking of, one of my marriage mistakes.
Did you go on a hike? Yeah, I got divorced twice.
I'm warming up, folks. Third one's going to be a tough shoot. I will never do that. But the heap, we had a heap. I mean, that thing was lifted to the point where I was like,
heap. Wait, what's a heap?
Instead of a
like
jeep. It was a jeep that always broke down, so we called it the heap.
Oh.
But it was super lifted. And so to get in it was a hike. So that constitutes my damn hike, and I did it, damn it. That's my hike.
I thought something different once again.
Well, I guess my question was more vague than I intended.
Wait, what were you thinking? I was thinking, because you were talking about taking your clothes up the stairs for the laundry. So I went laundry.
I hiked my dress up from time
like,
to time.
Her piled laundry. She's like, I had a heap. I'm like, oh, what?
That was exactly where I went to.
All right, cool.
A heap of laundry.
I thought a heap meant something that's broken down.
No, a heap
no,
is a,
like a pile of
hill.
Amount.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's going to have two meanings like duck and
Google.
Duck.
Yes.
Google.
What does heap mean?
We want to see if there are two definitions heap for heap. One's a pile of laundry and one's a piece of shit.
H-E-A-P and H-E-A-P. Maybe check both. There might be two.
Heap.
Thank
yeah,
you.
We can all agree on the
amount.
Well, like, I used to drive a Jeep and it always broke down, so it was referred to.
Maybe that was like a
it was referred to as the heap. No, but the Jeep that always broke down
was... Maybe it was a heap of shit.
It's a collection of things thrown... One on another, like a pile, rubbish heap.
Rubbish. So that
should
still be the
jerk
that always
quantity.
Broke down.
Yeah, like it's a pile of rubbish. I guess that makes sense, actually.
Wow, right. I hate when we're both right. There's no...
There's that.
We have to settle this somehow?
No. Are you going to kick me with a Doc Martin?
I think she used her fist.
Oh, okay.
For the Doc
Martin. We can paper, rock, scissors and square this up like adults.
How about arm wrestle?
I barely went to community college,
these
so
guns are
I am a receptionist at best. This is my receptionist, Martin. It's not my doctor. Get it?
Oh,
no? Okay.
That was a
anyway,
terrible joke. That just fell
you don't
flat.
Want to arm wrestle was the final
don't
answer?
Don't want to face these guns? Okay, no. No, final answer.
Oh, no.
Anyway, it is raining, so I'm assuming that it might rain this weekend, and I have that wedding that I'm officiating, and I hope it doesn't
wait,
rain.
Wait, can you tell us a smidge about the wedding? I'm actually
okay.
concerned.
She's going to be officiating
I mean,
it. Are you to feel responsible? Oh, wow, that's a lot of responsibility. I'd never do that shit.
So you are going to get out the bible?
No.
Okay.
It's not a religious wedding by
okay.
any means, but they are spiritual, so there are
of
some...
Course.
There's some pretty profound things that come out of my mouth, so look forward to that. People in the audience that are going to the wedding. That
I want to go.
Is... I already have a plus one, but you can be my plus
no,
just
found her. No, I just want to, like, observe what may or may not happen.
Oh, you want to hide in the bushes?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, that'd be a hike.
Maybe we should go with, like, the photographer, like the DJ. We'll
yeah,
just, be, like,
just
back
show
up
as
and
the help.
We'll podcast the whole thing.
That's the secret. What if I'm, like, part of me officiating,
mic.
I have to put it on the podcast?
How about you hidden mic it so we can critique you for
you
your
go.
Next wedding
there
service?
You go.
I mean, this is going to be a thing.
So this will be my eighth couple.
Are you joking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so I wouldn't say it's a hobby, but I wouldn't say it's not a hobby.
Okay, wait. So how many states are you ordained in?
Just the one.
The New Mexico of the USA?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Eight?
Eight, yeah.
Holy torpedo.
Yeah, well, eight.
I'd put that on your resume.
That's 16 people that half of them are super happy.
Their lives changed. their lives are changed because of you, girl.
That's right.
If I ever asked you to ordain a wedding, just push me on the cliff.
Okay,
unless
she's last one finger.
It only happened one time where the groom did not show up.
Wait, that's
and I don't count that.
I thought that only happened
that
in the movies.
An odd number. No, it was very sad and very awkward. And I won't tell you who or what happened exactly, but it was very sad.
Somebody
and
get
very
another
awkward.
Drink. We gotta know this.
What do you mean?
Yeah, so give us the skinny.
I thought that was
the, just make up like the names like Jack like, and Jill. Just,
yeah, no, yeah. No.
Only don't marry your brother.
Too close to who it actually is.
Okay.
So he was supposed to show up. He was supposed to show up at a certain time, and he just didn't show up. And it was at a property in Aztec, and that's where it was supposed to happen. And there was only a
But was it like a hangover
people?
Situation? Like he was stuck elsewhere
no.
and couldn't
or
make
cold
it?
Feet.
He chose not to show.
Yeah. And then waited to tell this
everyone?
Woman. Or everyone, yeah.
All so, the attendees?
Well,
embarrass
it wasn't,
them
it wasn't like a huge setup wedding. And it worked out because it would have been the worst marriage
that's
ever.
It worked out
but,
at all.
It worked out by not working out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just
it's like a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Garth Brooks sang about it once or twice. Unanswered okay. prayers.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. How do you feel about Garth Brooks?
Well, if we're going to talk about music.
Or Chris Gaines, rather.
Who? Who is that?
It's Garth Brooks, but his alter ego that he released music at.
Like a surname, not a surname, but a pin name that authors have. Mm-hmm. Is it called a pin name?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate country music with a passion. There's not a lot of music I hate.
Wait, this
techno,
is like pizza.
I can't.
I'm so confused. You hate
I
it.
I can't really handle techno much because I feel like my mind is also like a techno song with lights and pew 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 pew.
Same.
But and I think I, there was a certain somebody in my life who would sing it non-stop and sing it terribly, and so every time I hear it, it's a trigger. It's a reminder.
I feel like a lot of people hate country music because they think it's like slow and sappy. But I
no, I think
also,
it's got a good rhythm and tempo and sometimes
and, but,
a message.
Like, listen to the lyrics exactly. Okay.
But to me, it takes me to down memory lane of terrible. And I really don't like opera. I like classical. But the minute some bitch gets a high tone, I'm out.
Well, I feel like opera is different in person.
Holy sh!
I think it is because
you can sing.
See,
can
yeah.
you give us
a
1-2 note? Not at all.
No. Although I did want to go on Broadway, like in my last life. By last life, I mean when I was younger. But it's not to be, and that's okay. Maybe I could go to the Animus Theater and just stand outside and sing until they invite me in, and that would be the closest I could get to it.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
I think you'd do
great. You guys want to talk about Taylor Swift?
No.
It's country.
Okay, cool.
Oh wait, did you know she sold out more than the
she's country.
Of all
she has
the
tiny
things?
Eyes.
Yes.
She sold what?
SoFi Stadiums, never been. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know the details, but
so
something
that
about
tour has made like $1.7 billion.
I'm making this up, but I heard, understood that like it's sold out every night, but each ticket like per price. So let's pretend a full stadium sold out for football tickets. Even like the nosebleed, like $42.
Right.
The nosebleed for Taylor Swift was like $9,000. So if you can imagine the dollars she made selling out the
So, and the thing is, it's not her, it's Ticketmaster that freaking runs up the price. So
I think I did hear about this on the news.
But she also, I think I heard this again, maybe Urban Dictionary, but that she paid her truck drivers, like her, yeah, set up like $100,000
bonus.
So
anyone who works for her, or anyone who's on the tour, she had gave them a bonus of $100,000.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Even if you're like a doorman or like a guard at the front or
yeah.
a caterer.
Or just like unloaded
or,
the drums that
yeah,
day. But the whole tour.
So if I like see the tour bus in an intersection, go out there and wash the mirror like those people do in big cities off squirt, squirt, wash.
Yeah, $100,000.
If you're on your payroll because they hired you to do that.
So now I will present with an idea. She's starting her European tour, but she will be back. Would you like to crash that party and pretend we work there and wear a vest?
Not pretend. We need to be
for 100K. Yeah.
We need to be. No, we can't pretend.
Okay.
That we have to
okay.
be on board.
We would have to.
We actually
to
have to like apply and like let's get on their staff.
We can't
Bryn,
fake it until we make it. Not even for $10.
Well, Bryn's
they
responsible.
Might, well, they might hand you $10, but no. But the HR company.
Are you touching my puffer?
Taylor Swift doesn't hand you $100,000. So you have to get.
In my dreams, she does.
Yeah, but you have to like get.
Yeah, now you're dreaming about musicians too. Hell's bells.
In the best way possible. So calm down. She would hand me, not only would she hand me $100,000, she would hand me one of those checks, like Publishers Clearinghouse that says, Alicia
yeah.
Martinelli, $100,000, thanks for shining my
window.
Shoes, anything, you yeah. know what I mean? Like,
so I feel like that's
thanks
great.
For the memories, if I was choosing what it said, that's what it would say. Mm. Yeah, like, never change, have a good summer. yeah, hags,
things.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Stay cool, all never right. change, yeah. Call me, party hard this year, yeah.
Well,
anyway, apparently I just wanted Taylor Swift to sign my yearbook.
I'm catching up here. I'm catching. Wait, I'm what?
We go on tangent, or I go on a tangent, and you give me that look, and I can't recreate
what look is
the
that?
Look. No, it's not that one,
okay.
that's for sure.
Normally when Dave takes pictures, I just look like bacon. I think I give you supportive looks like, go Alicia.
Bacon.
It's mostly, so he uses a filter that is very reddening, which he's aware
of. And leathering.
Now.
Red, yeah, it's just a terrible filter.
Take that off. That's my natural skin tone.
What's your filter? Burnt sienna?
Yeah. Burnt bacon. Thank
Burnt
you.
Burnt bacon. Remember when Instagram had like two filters and it was like.
I still don't even know how to work that. I have people that send me stuff. I don't know how to open it.
Sis.
Or Instagram.
Get with it. Social media is
I'm
the
jam. I'm old.
No, you're not.
I mean,
not.
I get it, but
you're
I'm saying
only
like
as old as you act, and you're acting like
or
an
for
old
business,
weight.
The poop group, all the things you must be social media.
I'm on it, but I just kind of monitor. But I really don't know how.
Yeah,
to.
We gotta post and like get followers and all the things.
This is
excuse
true.
Me.
Whoa, you're on my puff, Karen.
What? Yeah. What were we gonna call that last podcast?
Don't cough on the puff.
Was that your real question?
No.
What's your real question?
You don't remember from the last show. Or you,
I don't remember
you,
shit. I can't even get her on
no
time with a gas in the car, Dave.
You.
I will remember that.
Let's call it that. No more beer for you. Part two.
No soup for you.
We can't copy that.
What's that
You're
from?
The beer
that's
Nazi.
So, dang it. That's the one thing I almost knew.
We almost.
Almost?
Like you were almost there?
Well, what's her name? F.A. I didn't know that broad, but I knew that comment, and I almost...
No soup for you?
Yeah.
What's
Seinfeld.
It from? Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. But Carrie
what
beat
was...
me to it.
Oh, did she?
Carrie's
yeah.
Very
we
fast.
Need to do... We need to do the trivia thing still.
Yeah, I know. You're
on
very
our
into
podcast? Our
the
podcast.
The gauntlet.
Our guest?
The gauntlet has been laid down.
The what?
The gauntlet has been
Dude,
laid down.
Dude, I'm going to kick your ass. Alicia said.
And your dreams. So here, everybody's back in town. So we'll set it up and we'll do trivia. So get your team together.
Same team? Boys, if you're listening, you know who you are. Study up.
I
Alicia, study. I'm going to take
I don't know
advice.
Who they are. Who's
the
boys?
The Marvel team that we had. The boys.
Okay. I didn't
we came
know
in last place.
We should probably use the same team. You're right.
Wow.
Gonna,
sorry, guys. That was
I'm
like a...
Tell you,
you're the asshole that likes hope.
No matter what, I'm going to bring a ringer, so...
A who?
A ringer.
Oh, yeah.
What's a ringer? Someone looks like somebody?
No,
that's a ringer? Oh,
it's
that's
a
dead ringer. No, it's a dead ringer.
A ringer a means someone
is
who
like
is, like, good at it.
Don't make
and
me look like bacon.
The ringer, really?
I spend most of my time in the library
thing.
Or
church.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thing.
We're going to bring
like
the heap.
On a date. I'm bringing the sure thing.
We're going to bring the heap ringer.
Secret weapon.
Secret weapon.
I am your secret
the
weapon.
Shark. The shark.
I am your secret. Ask me anything.
God bless your head.
Excuse me.
Ask me anything.
I don't want to. Oh, thank you. Came out like a cyclone. Okay.
Like, ask me anything.
I don't have a question on the roof of my head. Sorry.
Apparently I don't either because I just went flat. Well, hold
Good
on. I can
you.
Come up with... I don't know what I can do here.
I have a question.
Please.
Okay.
For who?
The both.
Okay.
Okay, so, Leash, I know what you do in the crane biz, I think.
Uh-huh.
And my question is, why? And then Carrie, why? Like,
why?
Group.
Why yeah. do I work at a crane company?
Yeah, like, what's your why, I guess? Like... I don't
What's
know. For mortgage, they ask us all the time, like, why do you do this? Of course, naturally, the response
for money.
Would be...
I do it for money.
Okay. But if you... Okay, so maybe... Okay,
so,
let me reframe the question.
Okay, I see what you're getting at. I really like projects.
Okay.
I'm a project whore. So...
Like Legos, construction. Like,
yeah,
you like kind
Legos,
of like that for
I
like the jam?
Yes, I like...
connects.
I like doing... Yes.
Building, like...
So the church, the temple that's going
yeah,
up,
yeah.
We got to bid on the steeple and the spire or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And I'm like, please let me, like, nerd out on this. So
yeah.
I built a two-scale or a big poster for
She's
Scott.
She's nerding out. She's like,
I know.
Glowing.
I'm actually interested. Though. I think
yeah.
it's so
yeah.
cool.
Get your glow
so,
on.
So two-scale, and I hung it up in Scott's office, and it takes up half the wall, but it is dimensions, and it's...
So they tell you what we want it to look like, and or you got to design...
Well, no, I didn't get to design
oh,
anything,
okay.
but I got to construct this thing. It was already constructed, but I had to measure and put it to scale, what, you know, radiuses and reach, and...
So, like, on paper it looks like this, but in real life I need you to build it to
right.
this and this.
Right.
Okay. Wait, is that more like civil engineering or like something terribly
So
math?
What is like the lowest level of community college civil engineering? Community math. It's
okay.
community math.
Okay.
Right?
That's... And they, like, trusted you guys and picked you up,
no,
and you're all good?
No, we didn't design anything, but we need to know this for the crane.
Okay, cool. Oh, okay. Right. Okay, got it.
Yeah, like, okay. center of the pin, which is the center.
Yeah.
And, like, all of that, so.
Yeah. Okay, I just get the question a lot, like, why do you do what you do? I guess that's my question. Yeah, like, why the poop group? Why what you do? Why
like
podcasts,
projects.
Maybe? Like,
I like projects.
Okay, Carrie.
Her podcast thing is because she always wanted to be in radio of some sort.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm her wingman. Okay. She has a great voice for it. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to, and I still have these tapes, like record hours of radio DJing and like me and the next door neighbor, just hours and hours of
just
tapes.
Just chatting.
Yeah, just, you know, bullshitting the bullshitter. So.
You're like, I'll take your request.
Yeah.
If you call her, you're going to get a burrito.
Hopefully. Yeah. We're going into the next. Nothing.
Yeah.
There's no music.
Billboard top 10 coming at you.
And then every now and then getting in an 8-year-old fight with a neighbor because everyone wants control. Yeah, it's a good time. It's actually probably a lesson in psychology of kids. So it's interesting. I should sell them. You're right.
So your ideas are sell kids.
Wow.
That would be just squirrel sale tapes.
Oh, tapes. Okay.
All right, did you say she's going to eat a squirrel? Okay, so my answer. I taught for a really long time, right?
Okay, got it.
And I would be outdoors from time to time on recess duty.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm inside. Usually, fluorescent light, cinder block, noise.
Staring at a
noise.
Blue screen, I'm
yes.
sure.
And even before a lot of the technology, because I've been in that field for almost 20 years.
Yeah, they used scrolls in the beginning.
Oh, never heard of it.
But I used to just sit there and look outside, and all I wanted to do was go outside. And then, you know, like, you're in a terrible mood, and you just throw some music on and drive. And I was going, you know, one of these days, I just want to drive around, listen to music, and be outside, and maybe pet a dog. There you go. All in one.
And that's literally poop. How your business...
Yeah, because, I mean, if we have an 8-hour day, we're probably in the car for about 5.5 or 6. The in and out of yards is quick. Let's just drive around, listen to music, and pet a dog.
But, like, back to your dream was you get to pet a pup, mm-hmm. you get to be outdoors.
Listen to music, just drive and do things.
And then you make dollars. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
And there's very little overhead. I don't have a building, gas, and electric. I don't have any of
maybe
that. I don't really have much
ride,
of equipment.
Some payroll. Some buckets.
It's payroll, right?
Insurance.
Cars.
Payroll, gas.
Okay, boom.
And, like, I'm amazed that we survived. Like, I have multiple personalities. Don't you comment on that. I'm amazed that I made it through COVID because so many people got laid off. And if they didn't get laid off, they couldn't afford us. But then they call, well, my kids are home now. They're going to scoop.
True.
And I was like, shit.
That's an expense.
And a bunch of small businesses folded in COVID.
Yeah.
I survived. And then after COVID, and it was weird because COVID didn't, I mean, it kind of scared me. But what was worse is after COVID and those gas prices. Because that is
right.
My top expense. Gas prices went up. And then that January minimum wage went up and sales tax. I was like, oh my God.
Did you think about renting a rickshaw or buying a rickshaw and doing it that way?
Do you know how heavy my shit is? Unless I didn't.
It's one of those bikes that they...
It's like a carriage, but it's not a horse.
Yeah.
It's like a carriage without a horse. It's like with somebody who just
with
pedals.
Human,
like, no, but like in Albuquerque when you're drunk and you
yeah.
want to get to your
exactly.
bar to your hotel. $2 later.
Well, there's somebody in Durango who does that, and she markets it as, you know, she does the poop stuff, but it's go green, so she's not using gas and blah blah blah. But I can guarantee she's leaving the poop there. I take your poop with me, so, and that's a big perk. You don't have shit in your can for a week. But also, I can get a lot more houses with a car than I can on a bike.
That's true. Based on speed.
A little bitty truck, and you can fill all kinds
I have very fuel-efficient trucks for the most part. And I love everyone who's trying to do it, but I'll take them out, and I will win.
You should invent something that vaporizes the poop.
So.
I want a poop vacuum, and there's one, but then you get the little pieces of bark and the light lava rock or whatever, is the red rock, and then little rocks. And I don't want to do that. But it would be nice.
Wait, this is a thing, and I don't know about dog poop. But I have some friends who are hunter buddies, and they, like, steal poop, like cow patties, deer patties, turds, I don't know. And then they mix it in with the bark and all the things, and it's almost like feed to bring back the deer for the next season. And then they put those, like,
bait.
Game cams. Yeah, like, bait. And they do, like, game cams, and then they can wash them. I wonder if you could almost recycle the poops. What about fertilizer?
I was going to say, I get asked this question all the time. Like, what do you do with your poop? So... You cannot use it as fertilizer.
Why not?
Because the dog's diet is very different than like livestock, which is mostly just grain.
Natural.
Okay. Yeah, so it's natural and grain.
So it's not like right. When you like, how do you compost at your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
not like that.
So you cannot.
Or their poop doesn't have the nutrients necessary.
Right. So final answer, where does your poops go? The landfill?
Yeah. And I have to do city ordinance, double bag, blah, blah, blah. Because believe it or not, folks, there is a city ordinance. And if your neighbor has a lot of poop, you should turn them in. So they call me. Thanks.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, did they call you?
I've had a few people. I have a lady who calls Hot Flash. Who calls me, and
she
and her fan's gone.
Call me.
Where's my fan?
Is
she gone?
No, she called and she said, my neighbor, I have two dogs and I work and I have kids and I'm trying to catch up. My neighbor turns me into code compliance for the smell of my backyard all the time. It'd be easier for you to just come here than me to deal with him in the city.
Which is fair,
if you are in an HOA or an apartment complex, that can be also because you don't have those little shared duplex yards. So people call on other people a lot.
You know, if I had a nickel for every time we've talked about poop, like conversations end up talking about poop, I would actually.
She asked.
I'm not blaming you by any means. I'm just telling you this isn't like looking like I come out of my body and I look down at myself and I'm like, huh.
I did not have this on my bingo card.
Did not have that on my bingo card.
I think people are interested.
Oh, absolutely.
They're very curious.
I'm interested.
And I love entrepreneurship. So good
me
for
too.
You.
That's what I wanted to know was how, like, not how? To whatever, but like, why poop? Obviously,
I always wanted to be my own boss too.
But I feel like the part that caught my attention was like, I just wanted to be outside. I wanted to do something, but naturally make money.
Right.
So like, what do I like? Oh, I like petting dogs. Cool. How can I pet? Maybe even brush dogs for a living. But in addition to, let's scoop
this
their poop.
This is also something
and,
that is
like
needed.
Yes.
See a need. Feel a need.
Yeah. Not, people ask all the time, do you scoop in the winter? I'm like, does your dog shit in the winter? I mean, like,
I'm hibernating my butthole.
Right, not
you.
To whatever, naturally.
My butthole's hibernating? Is that what you said?
Are they
hibernating buttholes? That's the name of this one.
Oh my.
Hibernating buttholes.
Hibernating buttholes. If you're.
Again?
Hibernating buttholes, you heard me?
Yeah, he needs 12. No,
oh, that's right. Seven times.
Seven times.
Hibernating buttholes.
He needs 12.
Hibernating buttholes.
Bryn, do you have anything else to say?
Thank you so much.
No, thanks for having me.
Your butthole wouldn't hibernate if you ate fiber.
Hey,
such as the doghouse.
Take a hint.
Oh,
okay. I'm taking that hint.
No, I'm here. Thank you for having me again. Thank you guys so much.
It was
so
fun.
Thank you.
It was really nice. I will tell you 8 times.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. What? Carrie, last words, famous or infamous? It's from Three Amigos. He's infamous.
I've never seen that. Oh, that's a bad thing, apparently.
How old are you?
Oh,
she's
going
to have a heart attack.
There is some. Now I know for sure
that actually explains
a
lot.
I don't really watch a lot of movies or TV.
Well, you are a son of a motherless goat. Do you have any other words?
Wow.
Okay, I don't know much about goats, but that's the show, folks.
Yay!
That's all, folks.
You're a son of a motherless goat, folks.
Isn't that copyright?
All done for this week. They shall return in a week. Your input is appreciated. Email us at interwestconcepts.com. All feedback is greatly appreciated, good or not so good. This program is the sole property of Interwest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any or all of the programming, contact us at interwestconcepts.com. And we mean it too, damn it. Until next time.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.